Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of the Anglican Church of the parish of St. Barnabas in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday in Lent. Our readings today, Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 to 9, Psalm 107, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, and the Gospel of John chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth, for we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we come as those who are blind and longing to see. We come as those who are empty and seeking to be filled. We come as those who are deaf, that we may hear your gentle voice of love and the cry of our neighbors in their brokenness. We pray that you will open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to receive what you are longing to give. In Jesus' name, amen. And in some parts of the Anglican Communion, today they celebrate Mothering Sunday. Lord, from before we are born, you surround us with your love. From before we could understand, you have been our God. And even before we were ready to respond, your grace has been sufficient for our need. We come to you on this Mothering Sunday to celebrate not only the love of parents, but the privilege of belonging to your church. May our worship today reflect your fatherly goodness, your motherly compassion, and the joy of knowing your son as our brother. Help us to avoid vague sentimentality and infuse our praise with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in the name and in the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond our measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring sons to glory.
Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders, ashamed I hear among the
But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Love in Action. Love in Action. Love is not a matter of theory or talk. True love expresses itself in action. John, in his first letter, tells us, "We love because God first loved us." 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Since love originated from God, then we should look to God and God's actions to understand what true love is and how to express it ourselves. God, out of love, called Abraham and his descendants into a special covenant relationship. God committed to be their God, and they committed to be God's people. Love, therefore, calls for commitment to faithfulness. A study of the Old Testament will reveal that God was always faithful to the covenant. God was always their God. God was always there for them. God answered their cries for liberation from slavery in Egypt and set them on the path to the Promised Land. However, the children of Israel grumbled and complained to God when they found themselves wandering in the wilderness because of their disobedience. Instead of counting their blessings and their newfound freedom, they grumbled and complained about their misfortune. God was angry, and the fire of the Lord burnt against them and consumed some unlying parts of the camp. But the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire abated. Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Love is not about complaining about your misfortunes. You live in a broken world. Love sometimes requires correction and reconciliation. The children of Israel complained that they wanted meat. They lacked real food and water. They were tired of this manna which God provided. The ungrateful people would give up their freedom for food, the food they had while they were slaves in Egypt. Love requires counting your blessings and not displaying ingratitude in words or action. God, in response, gave them meat, not for one day, not for a week, but for a whole month. They became sick of it. They didn't understand that out of love, God only desired what was best for them. Meat required cooking and could not be stored for long periods. Meat, therefore, would cause a delay in their journey. In today's Old Testament lesson, the Israelites grumbled once again about the lack of real food. They not only spoke against Moses, but against God. God responded by sending a plague of poisonous serpents, which resulted in the death of many people. This punishment might seem harsh, but it resulted in repentance on behalf of the people. They had to come to a place where they understood that God was doing what was best for them. God would not only liberate them from slavery, but God would look after them in the wilderness. God is true to God's promise to take them to the promised land. God in love would not abandon them. God would keep God's word and God's promise. In this instance, God did not take away the serpents. God instructed Moses to make a bronze serpent, put it on a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Numbers chapter 21, verse 9. Out of love, God's response to their complaining led to repentance and an increase of Israel's faith in God. After this event, their complaining ceased. They would eventually reach the promised land and dwell there. As we look at the Old Testament, we see time and time again, the Israelites ignored God's love. They were disobedient to God. A relationship with God requires obedience out of a recognition that God is faithful and desires what is best for God's people. In the face of repeated disobedience from the children of Israel, God would send the prophets to warn them, to call them back to God, to warn them that if they continued in their disobedience, they would be punished. If they repented and changed their ways, there would be no punishment. God demonstrated tremendous patience with the Old Testament people. However, as the psalmist says, they continued sinning against the Lord. However, God in love did not deal with them according to their sins. Psalm 103, verse 10. As we acknowledge that salvation comes through faith, we must acknowledge that faith is a gift from God. God in love continues to shower us with gifts. Such love requires a response from us. Jesus invites us to love one another as he loved us. An invitation to reflect God's love in our lives with the help of the Holy Spirit. Let us learn from God's expression of love. What will demonstrate that we are striving to love God as the commandment states, with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our strength and with all our mind. Luke chapter 10, verse 27. How do we obey the new commandment of Jesus? To love one another as he has loved us. John chapter 13, verse 24. By this, Jesus says, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Verse 35. First, we have to make a commitment to know God, to believe in God, and always to determine what is God's will for us. We can be certain that God in love desires what is best for us. Therefore, when we are faced with disappointment, failures, when we do not get what we desire, that is the time to reaffirm our commitment to doing it God's way rather than our way. Therefore, even as we plan and look forward to the future, we first must seek to determine what is God's will for us and face the future with faith. We can respond to God's love with faithfulness to God, keeping faith with God, and we can be certain that God will keep faith with us. We can respond to God's love by loving service to others. Loving service requires sacrifice. God has given us gifts to enable us to serve. Let us identify and develop those gifts and use them in love for the benefit of others as our loving Father continues to provide for us. We have the word of Jesus that loving action and loving response to human need is the basis on which we will be judged. Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you came to visit. I was in prison and you came to see me. Let us therefore remind ourselves that love is an action word, and reflect on the words of John in his first letter. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, give us more love, more self-denial, more likeness to you. Teach us to sacrifice our comforts to others and our likings for the sake of doing good. Make us kindly in thought, gentle in word, and generous in deed. Teach us that it is better to give than to receive, better to forget ourselves than to put ourselves forward, better to minister than to be ministered to. And to you, the God of love, be glory and praise forever and ever. Amen. O God, in whom nothing can live but as it lives in love, grant us the spirit of love, which does not want to be rewarded, honored, or esteemed, but only to become the blessing and happiness of everything that wants it. Love, which is the very joy of life, and your own goodness and truth within our souls, who yourself are love, and by love, our Redeemer, from eternity to eternity. Amen. Lord, teach us to understand that your Son died to save us, not from suffering, but from ourselves, not from injustice, far less from justice, but from being unjust. He died that we might live, but live as he lives, by dying as he died, who died to himself. Amen. And so we pray the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray.
How deep the
teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this night, this week, and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a rewarding, spirit-filled week, and we remind you to follow the regulations and be safe.